Anita, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah, and our county conventions, both the Republicans and Democrats have their county conventions this weekend. And of course, you're the Democratic County Party Chair here in Marion County. So I guess let's just start with, why don't you give us the basic information about the convention, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, that sort of thing.
Okay, our convention will be Saturday the 10th. At 9 o'clock, the convention starts, and we're meeting at the Senior Community Center here in Knoxville. The entire Democratic, we only have one convention site. Mm-hmm. And we have 36 delegates chosen, and I think it's 15 alternates chosen that were elected at the caucuses in January. So I'm expecting most of them to show up. I've only had two people call and say, sorry, I'm going to be out of town. But that means the alternates will have a shot.
So, and what do these delegates do at the convention?
Well, we will discuss the party platform is the big issue that we do. There's some procedures we have to go through because we have to elect 11 delegates for the district convention, which will be in Fort Madison. And those 11 will also go on to the state.
Okay. And so when you say developing your party platform, you're taking things that were decided at the caucuses and kind of melding them into one larger fold.
We look at the previous platform. 2 years ago, we had a platform update, more or less, or additions to planks. And there was a platform group that was elected at the caucus, or volunteered, I should say. And they have been working on it. And I just received the final draft for that's going forward to the convention. I've had the draft for a while, but this is the final platform. It's posted on our website, the Marion County, Iowa Democratic website, and there are a few changes and a few additions. Under government, I think there were 4 new planks that were put in, and they probably, what happens is they went through looking at the old platform and decided, okay, this has been taken care of, this has been addressed, what other issues would fit under this that were forwarded from the caucus.
So is there anything substantial changing in your guys' party platform this year, or?
You know, I've only had a chance to look at it twice, and as far as remembering what was where, I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look at it again. But I don't see substantial changes other than wording changes and maybe platforms that were brought forward because they hadn't been addressed or because they're new issues.
Okay, and so you guys will then, I imagine, vote on this, and then that goes forward to the district where all the county conventions platforms get melded into one big district platform and so on and so forth until it goes all the way up to national.
That's right. I've been in that process before, and it's very interesting. In fact, I've received emails from the people on the platform committee that says, this is really interesting. We had some really good discussions. I don't think they had any really heated ones, but that can happen. But they said it was really an interesting, very informative process.
What else will you guys be doing at the county level then after the convention going forward toward election day?
Well, we're going to have to help our county candidates and make sure that they're out there and seen, and we will continue to have our monthly meetings. Our next meeting is March the 21st, and that will be our organizational meeting that we have to do per the Iowa Democratic bylaws constitution, and that's electing new officers. I have one officer that would like to step down at this time, so I've already put out a call for anybody interested in being a secretary. I plan to run again. I know that there's somebody else who's planning to run for chair, and that's fine. It's a lot of work. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I just feel like I'm finally getting my feet on the ground and understanding what's expected of me.
And I guess with the county convention this weekend at 9, there are 36 delegates, 15 alternates, but can anyone come and show up?
Yes, it's open to the public. You're welcome to come as well. Megan Sir is going to be there about 11:15 because she was also on the platform committee and she wanted to be there when we were discussing the platform. Dick Schrod just emailed me last night. He's going to be there at 11. I received a phone call from Representative Lobsack's staff, and they wanted to make sure of the time frame, and they're going to try to make it, but I haven't had anything definitive.
So people are invited to come and listen. If they're not a delegate, they won't get a vote, but they can still listen and be part of the process and hear the candidates speak.
Absolutely. I welcome anybody to come. One way to find out what it's like, what we do, what things we talk about. And the platform time, that's a good time for people to come in, because we'll have extra copies of the platform and they can read through it and see what we've done in the past, what our statement of principles are, and find out a little bit more just about what the Marion County Democrats are thinking.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No. I just really appreciate being invited to speak about the Democrats. I'm really eager about our organization. I have several new names for my central committee, and I'm really looking forward to having them.
All right. Well, thank you, Anita.
Thank you.